Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Miller, Sister, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, September 1st, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Sister Miller, I cannot sleep. I am awakened at 12:30. I arise and dress, and after a season of prayer on your behalf, I commence this letter to you, my sister in the Lord. Do not be anxious or troubled in regard to your spiritual state. You and I should be thankful every moment because we have a living Savior, an advocate in the courts of heaven. He liveth to make intercession for his needy, dependent creatures. You are his child. Even though you have erred, yet Christ is your Savior, willing to pardon and restore you. You are his workmanship. My sister, the Lord would have you realize that he loves you. He would have you take your eyes off your imperfections and mistakes. His voice is heard. Look and live. Numbers 21, verse 8. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Rely upon Christ by faith. Take hold of his word and apply it to your own case. Come to him in confidence. Come to him in faith. He is your friend and helper. He says, Whosoever cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6, verse 37. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. It is your privilege at this very moment to believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 18. You see, my sister, the Lord wants you to look to him, that you may be helped and blessed and saved. We cannot bless ourselves. We cannot restore ourselves. But Jesus lives and reigns. He loves his children. He is your Redeemer. You are a daughter of God, and Christ is your Savior. He is your sin-bearer. If you have committed sin in any way, you may go to him asking forgiveness, and he will pardon you. He will bless you. The love of Christ is a golden chain that binds the finite human beings who believe in him to the infinite God. The love that God has for the creatures he has made passes knowledge. He wills not that they shall be desponding and gloomy. He wants them to be cheerful in the assurance that he loves them more than it is possible for an earthly father to love his children. His love is greater than that of a mother for her dependent, suffering child. This love he has expressed by giving us Christ. God wants you to be saved. He loves you. His love is toward you. No science can explain or define this love. Human wisdom cannot fathom it. Those who have a sense of this love will be meek and lowly in heart. They will be trustful and believing, holding fast to the hand that is strong to save.